also from Colorado, Carrie Morin. This talented troubadour is a Crow tribal member who blends the great traditions of American music. His deft fingerstyle guitar and vocals convey... He has fingerstyle vocals? Is that what you meant me to say, Carrie? Do you have fingerstyle vocals? Yeah. Not the usual flat-picking vocals. Convey an earthy melodic tone, combining bluegrass, blues, and jazz in a unique and captivating style. When I ask him for a fun fact, he says... He was a champion Crow traditional dancer back in his powwow days in the 90s. Huh? How about that? From Colorado, Carrie Morin.
Hi. A singer-songwriter plays the lottery and wins a couple million bucks. So his friends ask him, "What are you going to do now?" And he says, "I think I'll write songs and sing until the money runs out." Right? It's been a pleasure being here. Thank you for having us as a guest here. If you're ever finding yourself in Colorado, please look us up, Celeste and I. We live in Fort Collins. We'd love to come hear you play or visit or whatever. I've heard a lot of great songs since I've been here, and it's always a pleasure to be around so many other people that their mission in life is to provide beauty for others, especially in these times that we're living in. So here's a song about fishing.
Stay right here, don't you know that it's true? That's all right with me, and that's okay with you. Spend the rest of my days all laid back. That's what I'm gonna do. There's gonna be some mighty big fishes underneath them bridges. Better make sure you bring along the right kind of midges for all them big old fishes underneath all them bridges. I'm gonna take my old wagon cross railroad tracks with a bamboo pole and a gunny sack, sit in the shade all day back. That's what I'm gonna do.
My father was in the Air Force when I was a child, and I actually lived in Tacoma. I think I've been trying to figure this out for the last couple of days because I can't remember that far back very easily. I'd have to have my mother around, and she's at home, so I'm going to say I was like 5 years old. I lived here, I think, for 2 years in Tacoma. So I consider myself a local. After that, we moved to Montana, which is where I was born and where all of my family's from. About 10 minutes after I graduated from high school, I moved to Colorado. And I just couldn't wait to get out of Montana. And now I go back and I look at it and think, wow, this is really beautiful. What the hell was I thinking? So here's a song about leaving home. Tiny town. When I open my eyes for the first time, I see the same thing again and again. Well, the older I get weaker. The walls are closing in. This is how it's supposed to be, you go to old and tiny town. I won't know till I go and see. Do I like the confidence it takes to overcome the fear of the strange and the unknown? Is this just how it's supposed to be, growing old in a tiny town? There's nobody here to keep me at home, and I don't need to be a reason to leave this tiny town. When my wife Celeste and I leave Colorado, usually it's around New Year's Eve. We generally head down south towards Kentucky and Mississippi. Stay there until the earth warms up in Colorado a little bit, usually around March or April. We've been doing this for a bunch of years now, and it's part of the process for those of you that engage in the same madness that Celeste and I do, to drive around the country and play in really quiet rooms like this. And there's a guy that visits me in my dreams. So I started writing songs about him. He's an older guy, maybe a little older than me. He's got a long white beard and long ragged white hair, and he lives on the Mississippi River. All by himself in an old broke down house. And in the front yard is a variety of broken down machinery. Because my old friend's not a big fan of yard work. Or any sort of work for that matter. You walk around back behind the house, there's these majestic live oaks with moss hanging down off of them. And keep walking down through the trees with me and we'll get to the river. And the shack, just at the river's edge, where he keeps an old guitar and a bottle of something, I'm not sure what it is. And that's where he likes to go in the evenings. And sit in the solitude of the South. Make up songs. This is my broke down place. Everything's broken or wasting away. Where I'm living is where I've chosen. You'll learn to love it by the end of the day. Well, the moon and cicadas are my friends at night. I'll walk down to the water when I don't feel right. This river flows places that I'll never see. You'll learn to love it and you'll see what I mean. I might be lazy and you have crazy, but there's no one around. See that something's gone wrong. My mind's a bit hazy. Maybe that's just me. You never know if it weren't for the song. Now that I'm older and everyone's gone,
You might think I don't get out much, but that's where you're wrong. I'll go down to the river and make up a song, 'cause it gets me where I need to be. Gets me. I need to be. but now it's all gonna come together. If I can help you feel that love, you and me together, something we can be proud of. Well, it's all be a whole lot better if I can help you feel his love. I'm gonna help you feel the Lord's love. Let's sing and help you feel his love. It'll help you dance all through the night. Dancing helps you feel that love. You can dance into his kingdom. Stomp your feet so he can hear the music rising up above. Gonna help you feel that love. I'm gonna help you feel that love. To sing and help you feel his love. Dance and help you feel the Lord's love. I'm gonna help you feel that love. Get louder and believe, gonna help you feel that love. Give everything you need, make it fit just like the glove. I'm gonna help you feel his love. Just dance and help you feel his love. I can help you feel that love. I can help you feel that love. Wash my sins away forever. Gonna help you feel that love. If you're giving more than you receive, you can sing it louder and believe.
Carrie Morin from Colorado. Thanks, Carrie.